What's up, y'all? It is Mike of iWatchMike.com. Welcome back to another recap show. The Walking Dead made its premiere. The premiere episode aired last night on the AMC Season 7, Episode 1. The day will come when you won't be. I'm Mike, of course, iWatchMike.com. I said it already. According to Kristen.com, I have Kristen all the way from Miami here. What's up, Kristen?
What up?
Oh, I can tell you, you're still kicked in the stomach.
I am. I'm here thinking, why does he sound so excited right now?
Because I am.
I'm like in mourning right now.
From the VRO.com, I got Brancy. And Brancy, are you in Atlanta, Georgia? Are you in Georgia? Where were you at?
I am just north of Atlanta, Georgia, Mike.
Are you like in a small southern town with like rebel flags hanging on the street signs or?
No.
Okay.
No.
Okay. That's where Amy's from. And that's, I always think, you know, like. All right, enough of that. Let's talk about this. Yes, I am excited. I am excited for the fact that my people didn't die.
I knew you would be. I knew that you would be.
All right, so let's get into it. Overall, I got to ask you before we get into like the certain beatdowns. Overall premiere episode, how did you girls feel about it? Best one? Best one
amazing.
So far. Amazing. Would it be your favorite one this entire series, or is it up there?
I mean, it's up there. I can't say I remember all of them. My memory is shit.
Right. Okay. That's at least you're being honest, Brancy.
Yeah, I'm on the same page. Great episode, but like I can't decipher, you know, specific. Premieres, Mike, I'm sorry.
No,
there's
mid-season
premieres, there's season
Brancy.
Premieres, there's too many premieres.
Okay, one, I can tell you that you're kicked in the gut, too. I was just breathing because I was trying to remember mine, too. So fans of The Walking Dead, please, my girls are wound up. They're wound up.
just a little.
Yeah, y'all were. So, okay, let's just jump into it. Negan, first, he lays the smackdown on Abraham. Was that one of y'all's picks?
No.
Okay.
What, for him to, yeah. That I would be okay with?
No. For him, like, did y'all see that coming?
Like, who we thought.
Like, I didn't.
No. I didn't think it would be him.
I didn't either. I did not.
I mean, because I didn't want it to be Daryl.
No, you're not going that way. Did you think?
No, but this was my thought process.
Okay.
Because I didn't want it to be certain people, I was like, I want it to be Abraham and Eugene.
Okay.
So that was my thought process. It's not that I thought it was going to be this person or that person, because I knew we were going to get something that we weren't going to want.
Right. Okay.
So I was, when I saw the bat hit Abraham, I admit I liked him, but I yelled, yes.
Wow.
and then I got punked.
Wow. Oh, yeah, you did. Yeah, you did. I mean, seeing Abraham get smacked down like that. But you know what? He went out like a champ. You know, oh God, I'm just visualizing it. And then, now I got to ask you guys, I'm sure you guys watched The Talking Dead, right? Afterwards?
Yes.
Okay. So they throw it out there that, if it wasn't for Daryl's punch in the face to Negan, probably he wouldn't have killed. Now let's think about it. So, okay. We know it's about the comic, blah, 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 but I mean, the whole thing is like, if Daryl wouldn't have done that, Glenn could have lived?
Yes.
Yes.
Right? So are you
100%.
Are you guys blaming Daryl? Like, are you like mad at Daryl? Like, as a, you know, like as a character? Like let's say that in the episodes to come and he's feeling like shit and people give him the cold shoulder, are you guys gonna be like, that's what you get, you deserve it?
No. I wouldn't.
I don't think I would either.
Because I don't think he did it. Like, I don't think he was thinking in that moment. I think he was just trying to do something.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. No, yeah. I could see that. Because even when he got up and did it, the first thing, like, it was hilarious for me. Because it was like, when he did it, I wasn't thinking about him. But, like, when Rick wasn't getting it, I was like, Rick, get this shit. But when Daryl jumps up, I was like, yeah, bitch, what you got? And then I was like, oh, that's not going to come out right. Because I really thought it was over. I had heard that there was a possible two deaths, but it wasn't confirmed. At least I didn't read into it. I don't know about mm-hmm. y'all. And then Negan says, "Wait, I gotta make an example."
Oh my God! Mike.
I thought it was gonna Nail, though, because of what he did.
Uh-huh.
I thought it was good because they grabbed him, and I was like, oh, my God, no.
Dude, he really whacked the shit. I mean, is it safe to say that he nailed Glenn harder than he did Abraham, it looked like?
Okay, yeah, way harder, dude.
Yeah.
Francis,
that was vile. Like,
yeah, I mean, and fans of The Walking Dead, I don't know about y'all's how y'all feel about y'all's heart right now, but me and Brancy, you can tell us three, we're the more respectful grown-up ones, because Kristen just sent us a text message of a photo of Chunk from the Goonies. And it said, Maggie, I'll find you. And it was a picture of Chunk, and I guess it was supposed to be Glenn. I don't know if that's very nice, Kristen, right now.
It's not. No, I was mad when I saw that. Somebody posted it on Facebook.
No, you said,
and I was like,
as I read here, check this out. This is hilarious. I don't know.
That's such a lie.
Brancy, did you get the same text?
I got a text.
See?
Yeah, but she didn't say that's what it said, because it's not what it said. Because
y'all are friends. Y'all are friends, and she wants to be your friend. That's why.
I will post a screenshot of that text on Twitter.
Please do, because the fans want to know. If you
I don't like that picture.
No, dude, that was just dude. And then they showed him, and then I gotta ask you all, when he says, Maggie, I'll find you, were y'all crying?
Oh my God.
Brancy, you were crying. You're not even answering, Brancy.
Here's the thing. I feel like I watch so much TV and there's so much violence that it's hard for me to cry anymore.
Right.
But I was definitely messed up, because this whole time I was very avid that it was not going to be Glenn, because I was like, no, they're not going to do it because they just did the dumpster thing.
Right.
So I was like, oh, my God, they really did. He was the one person that I thought that they would not kill. I genuinely was like, what?
Because a friend of mine said, you know, he's like, I don't think it's going to be Glenn. He's like, I think it's going to be Abraham, because he's like, Glenn would be – that's what is expected to happen.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, exactly.
You know, and then I did see a tweet that was like, no, how can you kill, you know, not kill him in one season and then to come back and, you know, to fool us that you killed him and then not and then now really kill him. It was that was some brutal. I mean, I'm going to tell you something. Negan.
Dude.
Jeffrey, what's his name? Jeffrey Dean Gordon, Dean Morgan.
Yeah.
He is just awesome. I thought he just plays Negan just, oh, man.
For sure.
I mean,
I can't even picture anyone else playing that character.
Yeah, I agree. Totally agree. I mean, he was just so good. And then he just literally bashes his. And then they show the camera, and you can still see Glenn's fingers twitching.
Oh God. He was scared. Jeffrey Dean Morgan said that he was afraid to come out on the stage on Talking Dead.
Yeah.
Because he's like, everybody's gonna hate me.
But
and then he's like, he's like, but Glenn would be alive if Daryl hadn't done.
Just saying.
And you know, and for me,
that was funny too, because the Steven Yeun, he was like, he made a face when he said that. He made a face like, oh shit.
I think it's true though. It's very true. But you know what? It's in the heat of the moment, and somebody had to do something. And you know, I'm sure he's gonna feel Daryl's gonna blame him, hands down, for it. You know, and the crazy thing is what happened to Abraham and Glenn. I was more petrified and worried when they throw Daryl in the back of the freaking van and take him.
I know.
I'm more worried about that, because you know they're going to be shoving crap into him and cutting him, and they're going to really do a number on him.
Yep.
They're going to break him, which I'm a little worried.
Me too.
But I did tweet something out that once Carol finds out, it's on. Do you think – now let me ask you a question. Do you think that we're going to – in this season, do you think we'll – see Morgan and Carol find out what happens to them? And do you think Carol's going to want to do some type of rescue mission? Or do you think it's going to be like Negan's just too big that we just can't do that?
Well, for me, I don't know anything about the Kingdom storyline in the comics.
Right.
Like I have no idea anything about that. But going from what I've seen,
mm-hmm.
I would say that it'll probably go something like that, mm-hmm. but I don't think it's going to happen immediately, because I think she's got to figure some stuff out first.
True that. Yeah.
Well, doesn't she start, going a little loony at this place?
I have no idea.
Because in one of the trailers for the new season, she was, standing – I don't know where she was, But she was like, I have no idea what's going on in the most wonderful way. And I'm like, what the hell?
See, now when I saw that, because that was in the trailer that they played while we were at Comic-Con, and I was like, I was confused at that, because I was like, is that supposed to be the actress Melissa McBride, or is that like Carol? Because I was very confused.
Yeah, I have no idea. I haven't read anything.
Out of place in the trailer.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah, I don't know if she's doing that, like, act like the wholesome good person, and then really she's gonna chop your head off. I have no idea. I saw that too, and I'm like, I was just worried about Rick. Okay, now I've got to ask, because I totally didn't even see this coming, and I think out of the entire thing, and I think this scene here probably put it past me being worried about Daryl. But when Negan gets that marker and tells Rick to cut off his own son's arm, dude. I mean, the whole time I'm watching, I'm like, oh, it's fucked up. And and I even rewound it. I'm like, oh, poor Glenn and Daryl. And then, but dude, man, when that face, when Rick finally gets that look that Negan's been wanting, I was feeling it. I was like, oh, shit, they're going to cut his arm off.
Okay. Yeah.
And then Michonne tries to step in. Nope, not having it. I almost had a heart attack.
Oh my God, I'm getting anxiety right now talking about this episode.
Oh no, yeah.
Yesterday I was freaking out, and right now just talking about it again, I'm like, oh shit.
Oh dude, I tweeted out that I hadn't felt, after watching this episode, I hadn't felt this much anxiety since Maddox was born. I swear to God. Yeah. Dude.
Honest to God, though.
This episode, I was like, Jesus Christ, this is just the freaking premiere episode. Now, do you think we're going to get more moments like this, or do you think this was just the big in your face punch you in the gut, and now it's going to kind of be calm, but we're going to be dealing with characters dealing with this crap?
I think it'll be a little more calm for now,
right? And then all hell's going to break loose.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
Maggie, at the end of all this says, "Go home and get ready to fight." Do you think she's meaning that, or do you think she's just kind of overly emotional right now and is not thinking things through? I mean, how would y'all feel? Like, if you were part of the group and she said it, would you guys be like, not right now? Or would you be like, yeah, we need to fight. We need to get revenge. What would you want to do?
I mean, immediately after what just happened, yeah. I think I would be like, yeah, we need to chill out a little bit and try to, like, think about what we're going to do rather than just act on it.
Right.
Yeah.
Exactly.
I'd be like, let's gather up some potatoes and some carrots.
Let's go. They were talking about that on Talking Dead, though, too, because Maggie lost her dad, yes, her sister, and now Glenn, and she's still the one that is saying.
Yeah.
Honestly, nuts, though. I mean,
I saw a tweet. Someone posted a picture, and it was I don't know if y'all saw it. But it was a picture, and the person tweeted out, I was like, I'm crying right now. I'm crying my eyes out right now. And it was a picture of one, on the left side was Herschel. And then, you know, he was kneeling down, and then Maggie screaming on the right. And then Daryl carrying, what was her name, her sister?
Beth.
And then she's crying on the right side. And then Glenn busted up in the head and her crying on the right side.
Jesus.
I was like, dude, that's
right.
She's
been through a lot.
This girl. It's either going to break you down or, man, she's going to be freaking the Terminator.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I don't know, man. I think she's going to want to get revenge, and I think they're going to have to calm her down a little bit.
Yeah, because if you do that while your emotions are high like that, you're going to make mistakes, and you can't do that with a group as big as the Saviors.
Yeah, you're going to have to get the guy with the tiger. King.
Oh, my God.
Ezekiel. That's going to be interesting. I don't know, but this whole episode. I mean, I love the whole the whole lesson thing, taking Rick in the RV, that was dope. And those zombies.
Oh my
fighting.
God, when he threw the axe outside, I was like, you dick, what are you doing?
Yep, he was not. Dude, I'm telling, Negan's just, oh. And then there were just times where I was watching him and some of the shit he would say, I'd be like, oh, you're an asshole, but that was funny.
Yes. Oh my God, I have mixed feelings because I was so excited for Negan and like seeing a villainous character that I feel like I didn't actually prepare myself for the fact that somebody was going to die.
Well, I figured that you girls would like Negan because those are the type of guys you're usually going out with, like the total douchebags,
whatever,
the bad boys. That's what I've heard, you know?
Whatever.
So I swear I got a text from y'all like, doesn't he remind you of my ex-boyfriend? I was like, oh my God, Brancy, what is wrong with you?
So, I'm pretty sure if we had an ex-boyfriend like that, we wouldn't be able to talk about it.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
Oh, such a good episode. I don't know. I'm just looking at my notes and I'm just like, Negan beats to death. Ava. Woo. And now,
you know what I think the worst part about the, besides seeing Gwen and Ava the way they were.
What could it be worse than that?
Seeing that dinner, family flashback. Dinner with the baby.
Oh my God. That are you kidding? Me.
Yeah. That didn't do anything for me. Like,
you're a father.
I mean, I get it, but I was just like, you know, it was almost to the point where whatchamacallit, Negan says, you know, you guys thought you were going to be sitting around forever. That's highly, and honestly, I think we've said that before in the past, like it's the zombie apocalypse, you know, and I don't know. Someone had hit me up and I was like, as long as it's not Rick, you know, or Michonne or Daryl, like if Daryl would have been on the receiving end of that or Michonne, I would be exactly feeling how y'all felt because I was – but when I saw Abraham, I was like, okay, cool. Okay, it sucks because I liked him. I'm going to miss him because I liked his quotes. And then that turnaround and hitting Glenn, I felt for Maggie, but I was like, oh, that's just one closer to Daryl. Thank God that wasn't – you know. Yeah, I was – I would have been happy with Rosita. I would have been happy with – what's her name? The chick that got – Sasha got the sloppy seconds of Abraham.
See, I thought it might have been – I thought it was going to be Rosita because he was talking to her and telling her to, like, look at the bat.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, maybe he's going to smack her with it. But no.
No, one over. Just one over. The guy that you did not want getting hit.
I didn't. That's not right. See, there's a girl that I'm
it
in class with.
It is right.
No, it's not. There's a girl that I'm in class with, and she's like, she says she couldn't watch the episode because someone told her about it, and she didn't want to watch it. But she was like, how can you bring him back from the whole dumpster situation and then give him a worse death than that?
Well, it'll be remembered for the entire – that's it. That's probably the worst death we've ever seen, right, besides Herschel getting his head cut off, would you say? I mean,
that was pretty bad.
That was a bad one where I was like – oh, that – because I'm trying to think. Let's think. Anything big? I mean, that was pretty much it, really.
Yeah.
That really sticks out was that one.
I mean, some of them have been bad, but not like that.
Not like that, yeah.
Have you seen the people complaining that the show was too graphic or too gory? I'm like, do you watch The Walking Dead?
Oh, God. Shush. You know what? Give me a break.
We needed that, though, because – I mean, you saw the level that Negan got Rick at, and Rick is like a strong person, so viewers had to be messed up too.
No, and I think the episode was great. I thought the directing,
perfect.
Yeah, and when you stop watching a show and you're just like, you can't breathe, and you're just like, and you want to watch it again, but it's so bad, you're just like, I mean, I swear to God, when Glenn got hit, and then I rewound it again, I was like, did I miss something? And I'm like, damn, he really hit him hard.
Bad,
And then when he said, I'll find you, Maggie, I was like, oh, that's not cool.
They talked about that on Talking Dead, too. And I was like, I think, see, when I watched the episode, that didn't get me. But when I saw them talking about it on Talking Dead, that.
Oh, no. When Maggie breaks it down on Talking Dead.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, dude. Yeah. Lauren Cohan is what made me cry.
Yeah. that was some deep stuff right there.
And then they showed the in memoriam of Glenn. And I was like, no, because then when they showed him after, he was tearing up. And I was like, oh, my God, I hate this show. I hate life.
Mm-hmm. Glenn had to go, Kristen, okay?
Stop. No, he didn't.
Here's the thing is I did not think I would be as affected by Glenn dying as I was, if that makes sense. Because he wasn't one of my people, like you said, Mike. Yeah. Like, I had my people.
Yeah.
But I didn't think I would feel the way that I do about it.
Yeah. I mean, I feel bad. But,
I think it's because of how bad it was, though. Because
he
does die like that in the comics, doesn't he, Mike?
Yeah. Yeah.
So it's like, I think all of us kind of had it in our head that it could be, but they do switch things up a little bit.
Yeah.
Oh, I adamantly thought it wouldn't be him for that reason, because I was like, they're going to mix it up and try to flip the script on people, because they're going to try and push the envelope. And then, because I heard there was going to be more than one death. So my bet, honestly, I thought it was going to be Maggie, because I was like, they're going to kill Maggie and Glenn's going to like lunge at him and then Glenn's going to die. Like, that's how I thought it was going to happen.
That makes sense.
But obviously that didn't happen.
No, yeah.
Oh, my God. And then when they showed everyone getting hit with the bat, me and Branson were each other like, what the hell is happening?
My dad was screaming. He was like, oh, did they just kill the whole cast?
Yeah, that would have been. Hey, did you see Carl's face, though? Carl's throwing some serious stink eye.
Yeah.
He was getting mad. I'm just like, I mean, to be honest with you, I mean, Negan definitely broke him. But on the flip side of that, I mean, this group has gone through hell and back. Mm-hmm. So it's definitely going to happen. I cannot wait to see when and if that, how and how it happens. Because I have no clue what happens to Negan or Rick or and that. But you know there's got to be some type of revenge.
Gotta be.
So
I hope Rick kills him.
Well, we'll see. As long as Rick doesn't die.
Or you want Rick to do it?
Or Carl.
Yeah, after what he did to him yesterday. He almost made him cut his arm off.
Because everybody's saying Maggie should get to do it.
Yeah, that's why I figured y'all girls would have been like her. Girl power. Huh?
Or her. I'd be okay with that, too.
All right, are we done with this? Oh, no, I got my friends. Are we done?
Yeah, I think so.
We got everything out?
Yeah.
Let's see. Are you guys, yes. And I'm not much question, are you guys going to watch this episode again?
No.
No.
I had enough yesterday.
I need a few days, Mike. I need a few days.
All right, here we go. So this is my friend DJ Johnny G. He doesn't have Skype and was like, can I send you my thoughts? I said, sure, I'll read them. So he sent this to me. It says, thoughts. The anticipation excitement to this season was everything I was hoping. Not one single dull moment. Exclamation point. RIP to Abraham and Glenn. You will be missed dearly. Even though they will be missed, the show must go on, and I see nothing but excitement coming from this season. They basically broke my boy Rick down. Exclamation point. Emotionally and physically. Can't wait for the comeback of Rick. And that's all in capital with 3 exclamation points. Even though Negan is probably the most hated in every Walking Dead fan's eyes, I know even in my eyes, I wanted to knock his block off. You got to give the man credit. He knows how to put fear into people. He's on the top of the food chain for a reason. On that note, I expect an awesome season and we're in for a bunch of surprises. Hashtag TWD. Hashtag Team Rick. Hashtag revenge is... sweet. Oh, so sweet. There you go. Good little thoughts there. So that's it. I think we're all excited for the new season. And it looks like next week, by the looks of it, we're going to see some Morgan and some Carol, right? That's what I'm kind of. Yeah. And then Alexandria.
Well, no, that was the kingdom, I think, wasn't it?
Yeah, I think that was the kingdom.
But then I saw Rick kind of preaching to some people saying, I'm not the boss anymore.
Oh, okay. I thought you were talking about the sneak peek during Talking
Dead.
Oh,
no. Okay. Yeah, no. Yeah, no, the kingdom definitely during the Talking Dead. But it looks like we're going to get a little bit of both, maybe? I don't know.
Maybe.
All right. Well, I think we're done. Scale of 1 to 10, I'm sure all of us are giving like a 20.
Yes.
Yep.
Sweet. people, thanks for tuning in for the first recap show. We've been recapping it for a while now. So if you want to check out some of our old recaps, a couple spots you can go to iTunes. iTunes and search The Walking Dead Recap Show or audioboom.com/channel/iWatchMike. I believe all the recap shows go on to accordingtokristen.com. Correct, Kristen?
Yes.
And the VRO.com, Branty?
Correct.
You got them on there as well. If you want to check out my blog, iwatchmike.com, Mike the Movie Guy on Twitter and Instagram, iwatchmike on Facebook. If you get on the Good Shows app, which is kind of like TV Tag and Get Glue, I'm Mike the Movie Guy on there, and we can talk The Walking Dead plus other stuff. According to Kristen.com, that's Kristen's blog. Anything else you want to give out, Kristen?
On Twitter at @thisiskristen_. And I usually don't give out my Instagram, but I've been using it a lot lately. So you can follow me there on Chrissy409.
Wow. You must be single now, right, Brancy? Because she was taken before.
She's like, I got a good selfie up there, so go check it out.
I don't have a lot of selfies up there, actually.
Yeah. Lies.
Okay, Brancy.
You can find me at VRO Brancy on Twitter and Instagram.
Sweet. All right. So we'll be back next week. It'll be us. Who knows who will send thoughts in. But thanks for tuning in, everybody. And thanks for all the tweets, the likes, all that good stuff, the shares. Appreciate it. And ladies, now you can go light a candle for Glenn and Abraham.
We're going to pour one out.
I am going to go have a party because, ooh, my people didn't die. All right, next week we'll be back. More of The Walking Dead. Bye.